Goody goodness. Why? Why did God bless me with such big boobs and then curse me with such a small back? Oh. Don't you know the toll the girls take on the rest of the operation? I gotta take this bra off. I feel like a strapped bovine. Oh. Heaven. Oh, my spine. My sweet, fragile spine. Feel the release, my darling. Feel the release. And to top it all off, we lay back. Talking about. My mother was right. It's definitely the simple things that make the big difference. And now I can die a happy woman. Not a person. Not during peak relaxation time. Oh, fiddlesticks. I'm coming. Why didn't you use your key? Oh. Well, now you're just getting spoiled. Don't be silly. I told you. You're welcome here anytime. Even if I'm not here. Then there'd be no point in being here? You really shouldn't tease your elders, you know. But you are cute when you do. Well, I was just in the process of giving the girls the night off. I have been wearing the most uncomfortable bra all day. And I have no idea why. You would think I'd learn by now. Anyway, the bra is off and everyone is happier for it. And I really do mean everyone, apparently. I've missed you too. How was work? Poor baby. It's okay. You're home now. Oh, gosh. I didn't mean there's any pressure. I'm doing it again, aren't I? Babbling like a schoolgirl. I gave you the key mostly just because I wanted you to feel like you could come here. Like it's somewhere safe for you to be. I mean, you spend so much time here anyway. My point is, I don't mean you have to move in with me or anything. Huh? No. I don't hate the idea of living with you. I mean, that's why this has all worked, right? Being honest, talking it through with Jason, going one step at a time. I like that. I like that we have our own speed. It's why we're so good. So whatever we decide to do, I know it'll be okay. What? Even if Jason never calls you daddy? Talk like that. I don't want to see you buried underneath the porch. Oh, you terrible man. You bring it all on yourself. You do. And then you look to me for sympathy. Disgrace. Now, what shall we have for dinner? That is the real question. Excuse me? I do indeed have dresses that I can wear without a bra. Whatever I thought you were going to say, it was definitely not that. Why? You... Where do you get off being so cute? I thought that was my job. I'm sorry. That was terrible. Oh, don't say it's true. That shouldn't be encouraged. You want to take me out, but only if it's comfy. You are the best find that ever rang my doorbell. I would love for you to take me out to dinner. And I would also love not to put a bra back on. You give me 10 minutes and some creativity. I'll be right back. Okay, keys, purse, phone. And ready to go. What? What? Oh, stop it. It's nothing you haven't seen before. It's just in slightly different packaging. You like? You are in serious danger of spoiling me, you know? I know you know. That's what makes it worse. You are a bad boy. And you're going to make me like it. I know I've only said that a couple of times, but I am gonna say it more often from now. Cause it makes you grin from ear to ear. Plus, it's very true. By the way, you need to stop taking me out for dinner so much. People are gonna think you're my gigolo. Well? Middle-aged woman with a young strapping man on her waist? What else could it be? Ah. You make an excellent point. Okay, keep taking me out to dinner and screw what anyone else thinks. I cannot tell if you're a bad or brilliant influence. Oh, you're a combo package. I see. Well, aren't I just the lucky one? Mm-hmm. Do I really look okay? The girls aren't droopy or anything. Well, gravity's really kind. Especially when you start knocking on in life. Well, anyway, I'm too comfy to care now. Well, you know what they say. Once you go braless, there's no time to care less. You see what I did there? Come on, Gigolo. Your cougar needs a rosé. By the way, do you work overtime? I see, and what's the rate for a sleepover? A PG or adult? Do you really need